Hello and welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And we are now in New York City.
Yeah, we're playing random catch-ups.
We will play random catch-ups of all the things we saw in London, but we have a spare second in our hotel room to talk about the first play we saw on the Broadway, which is Kimberly Akimbo.
A musical.
It is a musical.
A Tony Award-winning musical,
a
indeed.
A best musical-winning Tony Award-winning musical, in fact.
Yeah, and, look, it was a really interesting, enjoyable musical. It is not, I have to say, my favourite ever musical, and never will be, but it's one of those things that I'm very pleased to have seen. I just thought it was a little bit messy.
Here, I get what you're saying about the messiness, because this is in many ways the least musically musical I've seen in a long, long time.
Huh?
It has none of the jazz hands musical. And I don't necessarily think that it has to have jazz hands, song and dance musicalness to it to be a good musical.
Yeah. The story is about a girl called Kimberly who moves with her family to New Jersey.
A smallish town in New Jersey.
Yep. And in many ways it's a kind of fairly traditional coming of age musical, but with lots and lots of twists. There's a lot going on in her life and the life of those around her. She has a rare genetic condition that means that she is aging very, very quickly, and it has a very short life expectancy, so everything is heightened, and the characters all around her are quite heightened as well.
And the history of this musical is that it was originally a play written in the early 2000s by a man named David Lindsay Kerr, who then adapted his own play into a musical.
And it works as a musical because the thing that musicals do is deal with, with emotion. And this is a fairly emotional story about a family, but also about young people just trying to get on in the world.
And I'm going to say I got that name wrong. It's David Lindsay Abair. I'm not sure what I said, but I did want to correct the name of the playwright who adapted his own play into a musical. But I think this messiness that we're both picking up on is in that transition between play and musical.
It felt to me that it was almost like a television sitcom where there was a scene and a scene and a scene and a scene. And at the end, it all came together very nicely. But at least at intermission, I was going, all right, what am I supposed to be feeling about this? Beautiful performances, some great-looking sets, but it wasn't the sort of big, slick musical that perhaps we're more used to seeing.
And I actually, in some ways, award this show that it didn't go all song, all dance, or slickness, because I think Broadway and I think musical theatre in general needs to have room for these little shows, these little musicals that don't necessarily have all the bells and all the whistles. But what I think this one kind of has is a messiness in its book that kind of is in that translational space that I'm not sure fully works, because I reckon that with time, this could be a comfort listen with the cast album.
Oh, yeah, there's some terrific songs in there. Absolutely no doubt about that. It certainly was an enjoyable night at the theatre. There's a lot of warmth, there's a lot of heart to this musical, which you have to applaud. And they don't just hand out Tonys to anyone, so obviously it's got a fair bit to recommend it.
No, I didn't, and I think we kind of are coming to the same conclusion that it's not perfect and it is not our favourite piece of theatre, but what it is very hot. It wears its heart on its sleeve.
Mm. And I think the other thing about it is, for a musical, it's quite a small cast. There's, what, eight people. All of them really beautiful performers. Not at all a dance-heavy musical. Very little dance. Just an interesting story, well told.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think it's an interesting one. There are some great performances across the board. Victoria Clark as Kimberly, Justin Cooley as Seth, who is Kimberly's love interest, I guess.
Yeah, boyfriend, yep.
Stephen Boyer and Ali Maisie as Kimberly's parents. And an array of other strong performances, and of course Bonnie Milligan as her aunt, Deb.
Yeah, who won a
featured Tony Award.
Tony Award, yeah. I think maybe it's time to give this one a rating.
Yes, I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a distinction.
Yeah, for me, it's top of the credit, and it's probably sneaking into the distinction range. Yeah, and we will be back tomorrow with...
We're attending the Tale of Sweeney Todd.
The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yes, we are.
Catch you then.
Bye-bye.